This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 11th of April. I hope you're having a wonderful evening so far. Always debated that when evening officially begins in the night time. You know, when is it? 5:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Not entirely sure. I think maybe it is 6 o'clock, although I want it to be 5:30, but that would be ridiculous. It has to be on the hour, surely. Yeah, clearly we know when morning finishes and afternoon begins. Does evening begin at 6 o'clock? Don't know why that's suddenly bothering me. Anyway, what on earth is going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, I have to say a huge thank you to all my lovely Leg End listeners. I put a request out on social media in the run-up to today's show and quite literally have been swamped with your suggestions for tracks for this evening. And swamped is mildly appropriate because there are so many ridiculous holidays that occur today. One of them in particular I am focusing on for the musical theme of tonight's show. So get ready for this extensive list. First of all, on the 11th of April, it's Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Sometimes I think lawyers make enough money, they don't need a day of people being kind to them. They can develop a thick skin and get on with it. But anyway, it's also Barbershop Quartet Day. If only there were three other people here with a wonderful a cappella singing ability, we could have created our own barbershop quartet. Sadly, Jo Bailey has left. I don't know if she'd have been up for it. And that would have only been two of us. We'd still need two more Phoenix presenters to come in for a Phoenix barbershop quartet. But anyway, it's not going to happen. Perhaps more excitingly, though, it's National Cheese Fondue Day. Can't go wrong with a bit of cheese fondue. Bits of bread or toast dipped in melted cheese. Fabulous. Yes. But get past that and get excited because the 11th of April is also National Library Workers Day. These are all genuine things, by the way, in case you think I make some of them up. No, they genuinely exist and are celebrated by people somewhere on the 11th of April, no matter how ridiculous. This isn't ridiculous. Many of us have them. Many of us love them. 11th of April, National Pet Day. Now, yes, it's nice to celebrate something for a day, but why celebrate for a day when you can celebrate for a month? All throughout April. It's decorating month. I'm getting sick of the fanfare myself now, but yes, that is true. We had some decorators in April. I didn't realise how appropriate that was, but yes, decorating month. And also, who could forget? As soon as you know, you'll never forget again throughout April. It is National Fresh Celery Month. I'm not even going to pass comment on that. National Fresh Celery Month. None of those holidays, though, are what today's musical inspiration is, because, as well as all the ones that have previously been mentioned, the 11th of April is Submarine Day! Right, no more fanfares. Sick of it now. Get another fanfare jingle. That's what many of you are thinking. Yes, I understand, and probably you're right. But, because it is Submarine Day, we're not going to play Yellow Submarine. There is a shocker. probably the only track famous with the word submarine in it. Someone will send in and prove me wrong now. But loads of you have sent in with tracks that are linked to water in some way or another. Clearly, submarines spend most of their time submerged in water. All the tracks we're going to feature on tonight's show have been suggested by you wonderful Legend listeners to the show that goes like this, and are linked to water in some way or another, no matter how tenuously, such as the opening track of the show tonight, suggested by Mr. Ainsley Fannon. Thank you so much to you, sir. He wants to hear something by Earth, Wind and Fire. I like that. Yes, there's one element missing, which is the appropriate element. Well done. A little bit left field. Always enjoy that. And also, it's April. It's certainly not September, is it? But, you know, still appropriate for this show. Well done, Ainsley. Get your groove on, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a wonderful evening tonight. I'm going to get this in early because there is another way for you to get interactive with tonight's show other than suggesting tracks, which Ainsley Fannon will be pleased about. He's already got his in. It was the opening track to the show. Lovely suggestion. Now, I like to have an intense debate running on social media throughout my show. Tonight is no different. In recent weeks, let me just go back over the profile to confirm what has been resolved via an intense debate in recent weeks. Yes. So, in recent weeks, we discovered that people would miss the internet more than chocolate if it was gone forever. We discovered that people prefer the look of flowers to the smell of flowers. We discovered that BBC is better than ITV. We discovered that limes are better than lemons. We discovered that donuts are better than pancakes. Burger King is better than McDonald's. Indian takeaway is better than Chinese takeaway. Those kind of things have been raging on the show that goes like this over an intense debate Twitter poll throughout the evening. Tonight is no different, bearing in mind we're focusing on water because it's submarine day today. No, don't. Didn't need the jingle, just forget it. But, therefore, because we're focusing on water, for tonight's intense debate, I am asking, when on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? Swimming or sunbathing, only you can decide the outcome. It's only on Twitter, this poll. At Ben Sim Radio is the handle. It'll be the first post there. Single click or tap to cast your vote once you get to the profile. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Or search Ben Simmons, you'll find my avatar smiling and waving at you. And then just cast your vote. What is better, swimming or sunbathing? When you're on holiday, you can only choose one. Good luck. Now, another track. This one has been suggested by the fabulous Laura Jones, whose name rhymes with Nora Jones, which I quite like. Anyway, she wants to hear something by Adele. So, therefore, let's set fire to the rain. Surprisingly difficult trying to do that, especially if you've only got a match or something.
I let it fall.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Adele trying to set fire to the rain there, which some may say is a fruitless task, but she's had a go musically anyway. It's 18 minutes past 6 on Tuesday the 11th of April, which is Be Kind to Lawyers Day, Barbershop Quartet Day, National Cheese Fondue Day, National Library Workers Day, National Pet Day. Don't forget, April is also Decorating Month and, very importantly, National Fresh Celery Month. Don't let your celery go off in April. Crikey. But, brilliantly, it's Submarine Day. No, don't do that again. Everyone's sick of the fanfare. I've got to get a new fanfare jingle. So, yes, loads of great tracks been suggested by you wonderful Leg End listeners. Thanks to Laura for getting an Adele track in there. And the next track is also by Adele. I'm going to play the next track, then I'm going to start sharing with you some interesting facts about water. Maybe you thought you knew everything there was to know about water. Maybe you're a water expert. Can I shock you with some interesting water facts? We'll get those coming. We have got celebrity birthdays as well. And don't forget to vote on the intense debate. What's better to do on holiday, swimming or sunbathing? At the moment, swimming in the lead. But that could all change as votes come in tonight's show at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. So, Ainsley and Laura got tracks on in the early part of the show, and now Stephen Bond will be pleased to hear Adele again with Water Under the Bridge. Lovely choice, Stephen. Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Water Under the Bridge, two tracks in succession from Adele. Thanks to Stephen Bond for suggesting that second one. Fabulous. How are we 23 and a bit minutes into this show already? Craziness. And while the last couple of tracks on, I've heard from regular friend to the show, Bobbo Roberts. Good to hear from you, mate. And he's well aware of the fact that I mentioned National Library workers at the top of the show. And said once he got run over by a mobile library van and said, "Ouch, that hurt." And all they said was, "Shh, I like it." I like that gag. He's almost apologised for that gag. He says he's got a rare evening together with his Mrs. Jill. And she's making pasta, he's sending me dodgy jokes. And they are currently debating. He hasn't said what he feels about being on holiday and swimming versus sunbathing, but they're debating whether tea is better than coffee. That's another intense debate for another time. That could rage for a long time, yes, but good luck sorting that out amongst yourselves. But good to hear from you, Bobbo. Now, very shortly, I think we'll have celebrity birthdays, but we'll have another track first, and I did promise to start sharing water facts as well. That will happen throughout the rest of the show. Water will permeate the songs. I didn't expect to use the word permeate tonight, but I have done. There we go. What's coming next then? Well, thanks to Nigel Boyle and Mike Ritchie, who are nothing to do with each other. They suggested independently they would both like to hear TLC's Waterfalls. Always happy to oblige. Great track. Also sad to accept that not all of TLC are with us anymore. Still an amazing song. 90s throwback. Regular listeners will know I love a bit of 90s music here on the show that goes like this. TLC. TLC Waterfalls.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're going to do celebrity birthdays, and then we're going to have another track, and then the water facts are going to start hitting hard throughout the rest of the show. But as promised, who's celebrating today? Well, it's the 11th of April. Jeremy Clarkson is 63 today. Forgotten footballer Dele Alli is 27 today. Boxer Dillian White is 35 today. Legendary performer, dancer, choreographer, producer Joel Grey is 91 today. Singer Joss Stone is 36 today. As you would have heard at the end of Joe Bailey's Drive Time show, Lisa Stansfield is 57 today. And last but not least, Keris Matthews is 54 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday on the 11th of April, very many happy returns of the day to you. It's my cousin's birthday tomorrow. I'll mention that again later because he has requested a track that could well be featured later on in the show. That's exciting, isn't it? But coming up now is a track courtesy of Ellie from Beccles. Thank you, Ellie, for suggesting this from Clean Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson. It's water related, salty water, salty water that comes out of your face. Tears.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all of the maze fills me with doubt and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain?
Through the pain, I get the feeling I'll never escape. I can hide away from the shame of you. Tears on the
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Clean Bandit, featuring Louisa Johnson and Tears. It has been pointed out to me by Bobo Roberts that I forgot an important person whose birthday it is today, Mr. Derek Martin, a brother water rat, the legendary Charlie Slater, the taxi driver from EastEnders. He's not in it regularly at the moment, but what a great guy as well. Happy 90th birthday to Derek Martin. Congratulations to you, sir. He has been interviewed on this show about a year ago as well. So if you search back through my previous shows, which is possible on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website, you can find the show where I interviewed Derek Martin. I think there was a photo of him in the preview for the show. So yeah, it was good of him to appear, and fabulous. Hope you're having a lovely birthday, Derek. Well, I did say I would start sharing interesting facts about water with you, and these are more sort of alarming facts, more sort of ways to save water. It's on one of those websites that's about saving water. But anyway, apparently in the UK, you're going to think this is ridiculous when you hear it, but it's true. In the UK, every person uses approximately 150 litres of water a day, a figure that's been growing every year by 1% since 1930. And you might think, don't be ridiculous. I don't use 150 litres of water a day. That is taking into account, well, that's not even taking into account the water that's needed to produce the food and products you consume in your day-to-day life, which is known as embedded water, at which point each person actually consumes 3,400 litres per day. Quite alarming. And also, as much as 25% of your household's energy bill comes from heating water. And domestic hot water accounts for 5% of UK greenhouse gas emissions. So, yes. There we go. And then if you want some information about how to save water, that will come up after the next track. But in your home, listen to this. Water for drinking is 4% of your daily use. Water for flushing the toilet, 30%. That is the highest thing that uses water. 30% flushing the toilet. Personal washing, such as baths and taps, 21%. Personal washing, such as showers, 12%. So showers preferable to baths if you want to save water. Washing clothes, 13%. Washing up, 8%. Outdoor water use, 7%. And other, I don't know what other entails, it's very vague, 5%. But 4% of the perfectly drinkable water you use every day is ever used for drinking, and 30% is used for flushing the toilet. There is a shocker. While we all try and come to terms with that, let's celebrate the fact that Mark Thompson wants me to play another water-related track, which is this one from Boney M. Thanks, Mark. You probably know what's coming now. Rivers contain water, even the rivers of Babylon. Not Babylon 5, that sci-fi show that was on Channel 5 many years ago.
Remember time.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the phenomenal Boney M with Rivers of Babylon. It's just gone 20 to 7 here on Tuesday, the 11th of April. So many ridiculous holidays, but most importantly today, Submarine Day. So all the tracks relate to the wonderful world of water. Let me share some more water facts with you. Now, we said the worrying facts about water and how it's kind of wasted in the home. What about tips for saving water? Well, get ready for this. A running tap wastes over 6 litres of water per minute. So, turn off the tap while brushing your teeth if you don't do so already. A little bit of water as a dab to get it going, then turn off the tap. If the entire adult population of England and Wales did this, we could save 180 megalitres of water a day, which would be enough to supply nearly 500,000 homes. Incredible. Now, what about baths and showers? A bath typically uses around 80 litres, while a short shower can use as little as a third of that amount. But many power showers actually use more water than a bath. Try taking shorter showers to reduce water use. When you do have a bath, and this may sound unpalatable, but just bear it in mind, you can minimise your water use by reusing your bath water to water your house plants or garden. There we go. Also, make sure you fill up your dishwasher and washing machine before you run a cycle. You will save money on energy and water. Some settings provide the same cleaning power as a normal cycle, but with less water and energy. And also, if you don't want to run the tap for a long time to get cold water to drink at home, why not fill a jug with tap water and leave it to cool in your fridge? There we go, all these tips, fabulous. Also, instead of washing it under a running tap, wash your fruit and veg in a bowl and cut down on water waste once again. And again, you could use that leftover water to put on your houseplants. There we go, a few tips for you on the show that goes like this tonight for saving water. Turn off the tap while brushing your teeth, have showers instead of baths and try and have shorter showers, fill up dishwashers and washing machines before running a cycle, pour water and leave it in a jug in the fridge, and wash fruit and veg in a bowl of water rather than running water. There we go. That, if we all did that, we'd save millions and millions of litres. Okay, now, here's a track from the current leader of the Bic Lol table. Now, regular listeners who've regularly been listening for a short amount of time will have absolutely no idea what that means. Bic Lol will be making a comeback very, very soon. I'm not quite sure how soon. I like to say very soon, but in the coming weeks, Bic Lol will be back on the show that goes like this, Airwaves. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends, currently led by Mr. Steve Hewlett. Fabulous ventriloquist, fabulous person, fabulous performer, and Steve Hewlett suggested this for tonight's show from the Beach Boys. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. Say
Hey, passing.
Everybody's glad serving
USA.
Everybody's glad
serving USA.
Yeah, everybody's glad
serving USA.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, water-based special on the 11th of April, Submarine Day. Hope your day is treating you well. It's 18:47 and 40 seconds. That's changed already. Don't forget, you can get involved interactively on tonight's show. First of all, by casting your vote on the intense debate that is raging on Twitter. When on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? Votes have now come in for each side, but swimming is currently ahead. That's all I'm going to say. There's about an hour of voting left. That is all. The vote will close in 1 hour, and the only place you can vote is on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio is the Twitter handle. Get yourself there, get involved, do it. It'd be great to see as many votes as possible cast. Why not give the poll a retweet so more people can get involved on the show that goes like this? Fabulous. More facts about water coming up throughout the show, but I want to get all the tracks in that every lovely Legend listener has suggested, if possible. Which means next we're going to hear this one that was suggested independently of each other by Vicky Boswell and Francis Cornelius. Classic, Simon and Garfunkel.
Comes and pain is all silver girl. Sail on by, your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Phoenix FM.
Bit of an intense end, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. Fabulous track. This is a water special because it's Submarine Day on Tuesday the 11th of April. Here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a wonderful evening so far. Thank you so much for sharing part of it with me here. If you've missed any of this programme and would like to hear it from the beginning, it will be available from tomorrow morning on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Go to the schedule, go to a Tuesday evening, click on the words, the show that goes like this. It will take you to my blog where all previous episodes of this show are available. Over 250 of them. If you want 500 hours of radio at your fingertips, it's right there. Enjoy. Now, some more facts about water, a little bit more fun facts, if you like. But this is it's kind of immeasurable, really, the thought process of this. It's weird. If the entire world's water were to fit into a standard-sized bucket, the fresh water available for us would equal about one tablespoon. Cripes. 70% of the Earth is covered with water, but only about 1% of the world's water is readily available for human use. Nearly 97% is salty or otherwise undrinkable. Another 2% is locked in ice caps and glaciers, which leaves just 1% for all of humanity's needs. Over 90% of the world's supply of fresh water is located in Antarctica. Here's a weird fact to take into account. Since life began, we have had the same amount of water on the planet. That's weird to think of, isn't it? Yes, it gets absorbed into the atmosphere, comes back down as rain, but basically the same amount of water has existed on planet Earth since life began. There is a cycle of it going into the ground, going up into the air, getting rained back down, and that is constant. Wow. Here's a great one. I love this. The water from your tap could contain molecules previously drunk by dinosaurs. That is a brilliant fact. Love it. I doubt those molecules would be purple. But anyway, Scott Ross, fellow Phoenix presenter, thank you, Scott, has suggested Prince's classic.
I never meant to call you when you found wrong. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants that has you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple.
As ever, getting behind on getting tracks in that all you lovely Legend listeners have suggested, so I'm going to start squeezing them in a bit more quickly. But do remember, there's only about 45 minutes left to cast your vote in the intense debate tonight. When on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? Votes are coming in, I'd say trickling in, but, you know, don't feel bad. Just get that vote done on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, BenSimRadio, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote on the poll, which will be right at the top of the profile on there. So, yes, thank you for those of you that have voted already. Also, why not give it a retweet so more people can see it? Right. Well, plenty more tracks still to come. We've got stuff from Take That to look forward to, ABBA to look forward to, Andy Williams, Justin Timberlake, Billy Ocean, Rose Royce. Plenty of fabulous tracks, many of which have been suggested by you guys. And the next one has been suggested by someone I've mentioned already tonight, listening with his wife, arguing about tea and coffee, sending me questionable gags, reminding me about Derek Martin's birthday. Huge thanks to Bobbo Roberts for being involved as ever. Here then, Bobbo, just for you, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown.
Shield my pride.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tuesday the 11th of April. We're into the second hour of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, tonight. Great to have your company. Get ready for some more fun facts about water. Well, the website I'm looking at calls them fun facts. I don't know how much fun they are, although the thought that the water that comes out of your tap could have once been drunk by a dinosaur is fabulous. Or, well, contain molecules that were once drunk by a dinosaur. What else? Fun fact about water. Water is the only mineral that is found naturally on Earth in three forms: solid, liquid, and gas. Yeah, that's amazing when you think about it. Water regulates the Earth's temperature. More than half our daily water consumption at home originates from the bathroom and the toilet. 63% of daily water consumption at home originates from the bathroom and the toilet. There we go. This is a crazy statistic. That's just one of those that's sort of too big to get your head around. It takes 200 million litres per second to grow food for the planet. 200 million litres per second. I can't really comprehend how that works. And here's the final fun fact about water. Human blood is guess what percentage of water? Just have a think if you're listening live right now. Human blood is what percentage water? Well, it's 83% water. Craziness. There we go. That's why we need it. Water, incredibly important in our lives. I think human bodies are over 75% water. Human blood is 83% water. Our brains are 90-something percent water, aren't they? It's important. We should all enjoy it. And we should all embrace when it rains. Don't feel sad when it rains. Don't try and set fire to the rain like Adele. Just start singing in the rain. Aha! Thanks, Paul Saunders.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
What a lovely song. Gene Kelly, of course. Classic Singing in the Rain, suggested by Paul Saunders. Thank you very much for that. Some more fun facts about water. One cotton t-shirt has 25 baths of water embedded in it. Don't quite understand how that happens, I guess, from getting the cotton through the factory, getting it processed. I'm not entirely sure. But one t-shirt has 25 baths of water embedded in it. It takes 91 litres of water to produce one pint of beer. Crikey. Only one in five water bottles is recycled. That's not a good stat, is it? Here's a more fun one. The world's tallest water slide is 51.8 metres high. Crikey. Here's a worrying stat. Half of the world's hospital beds are filled with people suffering from a water-related disease. And here's something bizarre if you're thinking about the future. Salt water can power electric cars. Don't quite understand how that's possible. Something to do with electrolysis. Something to do with some kind of physics I don't understand. But salt water can power electric cars. Here's some weird facts. It's possible to heat water to over 100 degrees C without boiling it. Equally, super cool water can remain liquid even at minus 48 degrees C. Don't ask me how. Scientists must know. I don't. The United States of America uses more water in a day than it uses oil in a year. Wowzers. It takes 7.5 years for the average US resident to use the same amount of water that flows over the Niagara Falls in 1 second. That is mad. It takes 7.5 years. The average US resident uses the same amount of water that flows over the Niagara Falls in 1 second. Here's a weird one. 1 litre of bottled water is more expensive than 1 litre of petrol in Australia. Okay, now we need another track just to come to terms with all of that. Stuart Anthony wants to hear Take That. I will flood the airwaves with their tracks for you, Stuart.
We that turns around, they'll run so hard, we'll tear the ground away.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Flood from Take That, played courtesy of Stuart Anthony, suggesting it on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much, sir. Lovely suggestion. In case you've just joined us, all the tracks tonight are linked to water because the 11th of April, amongst other things, is Submarine Day. Therefore, musically, we're embracing that with tracks, no matter how tenuously, that are linked to water and all suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, still quite a few tracks to get in before I go, and I'm still going to be here 42 minutes and 5 seconds. Then it'll be the news, then Rob Harvey with Synth City as ever at 8 o'clock. But the intense debate is raging on the Twitterverse right now. You can still cast your vote. You've got probably about 30 minutes, just under, to get your vote cast. When on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? Get yourself to @BenSimRadio on Twitter and cast your vote, single click or tap. The voting is very close at the moment. That is all I'm going to say. It was swimming clearly leading. Sunbathing has made a recovery. Voting is neck and neck. One vote could swing it either way. It could be up to you lovely leg-end listeners to decide the intense debate result this evening. When on holiday, which is better, swimming or sunbathing? @BenSimRadio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast that vote. Now, last year my dad and I were very fortunate to do pantomime in the fabulous Whitley Bay area of the northeast at the Playhouse Theatre. The top of the bill from X Factor fame, and the track that made it to number one, It's Chico Time, was Chico, of course. A fabulous man, and a good laugh, and a great guy. Chico has suggested this next track. Thank you so much to you, sir. I don't know whether you're in Portugal or the UK at the moment, but I hope you're listening. I hope you're tuned in for your track tonight. Thanks, Chico. Here are the Weather Girls.
She took on the heaven.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to Chico from The X Factor. That was The Weather Girls with It's Raining Men. Thank you so much, sir. Wish you all the best and hope to catch up with you very soon. Now, I decided to talk about a creature you may have heard about that's regarded as one of the most hardy creatures on the planet. And it is relevant to tonight's show because their nickname is Water Bears. Their literal name is Tardigrade. Now, they've been sent into space and survived. They've been massively dehydrated and survived. They've been put in areas of extreme pressure and survived. Basically, they can survive in all kinds of extreme circumstances. Also known as water bears or moss piglets. That sounds quite cute. They look quite cute, but they're kind of microscopic organisms that possibly also look a bit weird and alien. But tardigrade literally means slow-paced. Was originally applied to tortoises, but since 1800 has been the name of these microscopic creatures. Each one is about half a millimetre long, and they can be found around the world in a wide range of environments. Some species of tardigrade can survive exposure to minus 270 degrees C, while others can withstand temperatures of up to 150 degrees C, albeit only for a short time. They eat bacteria, plants, and even other tardigrades. There are currently 1,300 currently known species of tardigrade. They belong even to the group of animals known as Ecdysozoa, which also includes insects, crustaceans, and nematodes. There we go. We will learn together more about tardigrades after this next track. I suspect you can find them in deep rivers and at the top of high mountains, which is quite impressive, really, because the next track has been suggested by Stephen Fawcett and is river deep, mountain high. What a coincidence.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
That was the Supremes and the Four Tops, River Deep, Mountain High, courtesy of Stephen Fawcett. Thank you very much for that. Now, we were talking about tardigrades before that track. Very strange animals that are incredibly durable. They can survive immense pressures, up to six times that on the ocean floor. They can even survive being boiled in alcohol. Now, what about this? Just comprehend this for a moment. If a tardigrade is dehydrated and loses up to 99% of its water content, its living processes can be near suspended for several years before being brought back to life. In its dehydrated state, it's known as a tun, T-U-N, and its metabolism lowers to as little as 0.01% of its original weight. What an incredible thing. Unbelievable. Then that dried tardigrade, if you like, can be carried on the wind like a seed or spore, and if it lands in a habitable environment, can asexually reproduce and start a new colony. Wowzers. Inside the cells of dehydrated tardigrades, a type of protein called tardigrade-specific intrinsically disordered protein, more commonly known as TDP, replaces water. This forms a glass-like substance that keeps the cell structures intact. That's incredible. Then you put it back in water, it rehydrates and just carries on with life. Unbelievable! Tardigrades are among the few animals to have lived through all of our planet's five big extinction events. There we go. Look up tardigrades if you want to be slightly freaked out by something's ability to survive in extreme conditions. There we go. While we all come to terms with that, let's think about something less freaky, which is ABBA and Waterloo. Thanks to Paul Milton for suggesting it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. At the end of the celebrity birthday segment, I mentioned a brother water rat because I am a member of the show business charitable organisation, the Grand Order of Water Rats. You'll have to Google it if you've never heard of it. But it's quite prestigious. And another brother water rat and someone I've worked with in summer season and done numerous one-nighters with, a fantastic performer. And his soon-to-be spouse, they are getting married. She's a fantastic performer as well, an amazing singer with a fantastic voice. Sadly, I can't go to the wedding, but huge congratulations to Andy Eastwood and Helen Farrell, who will be tying the knot on Thursday in Poulton le Fylde. Just wanted to wish you guys a wonderful day here on the airwaves on Phoenix FM. But yes, I'm sure they're going to be extremely happy. I'm sure they're going to have a wonderful honeymoon and a fantastic wedding. And they're going to have lots of TV aerials at the building after the wedding to ensure that the reception is brilliant. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop myself doing it. None of Andy or Helen have ever wanted me to say that joke on the airwaves. But I couldn't help myself. Still, have a great day on Thursday, guys. And now, time for another track. Can we squeeze four more in before I go? I think we can do it. I may tell you a couple more things about tardigrades. It's literally all happening. The intense debate will be finishing in about 10 minutes' time, maybe 12 minutes' time. Get your last few votes cast. In the meantime, a few people wanted to hear Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, namely Rachel Willett and Becky McNabb Grieve. Thank you to both of you who independently suggested that. Here's Andy Williams.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did listen talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops keep falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me. Up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free, nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up. Falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the final 20 minutes of the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company tonight. We're talking about tardigrades. They're bizarre little things that can survive being dehydrated up to 99% of their original water content. Unbelievable, then they get blown on the wind like a seed or a spore, and then regenerate, basically, when they get put back into any kind of wetter environment. Unbelievable. They have 8 legs. The hind pair of a tardigrade's 8 legs. See, spiders have 8 legs that go round. Tardigrades are a bit more like a tiny sort of caterpillar, if you imagine, but with 8 pairs of legs. No, 4 pairs, clearly, 8 legs. But the hind pair of their 8 legs are attached backwards and are used for grasping objects. Okay. Now, in April 2019, the Israeli lunar lander Bereshit crashed into the moon's surface, thus bringing its mission to an abrupt end. But part of its cargo, alongside classic books, human blood samples, and the entirety of Wikipedia, what a bizarre cargo, contained a colony of tardigrades. Who from the Israeli space centre thought that wouldn't be necessary to take to the moon? Classic books, human blood, Wikipedia, and tardigrades. I'm guessing there was more than that. But anyway, tardigrades are in the lander that crashed onto the moon's surface, and scientists believe they're extremely likely to have survived the impact. So, if there ever is water taken to the moon, tardigrades could be able to survive on the moon. Another example of their extreme ability to survive was discovered by researchers at the Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore in October 2020. They found a new species of tardigrade they were studying is capable of protecting itself from a potentially lethal blast of UV radiation by forming a protective glowing shield. They simply can then absorb the harmful UV radiation and emit it as harmless blue light. They're amazing, tardigrades. I think I like them. I don't know if I'd want a load of dried ones beside me that I then put into a glass of water. Probably freak me out a little bit. But there we go. Tardigrades. Amazing. I won't talk to you any more about them. You can do further research yourself if you'd like to. Now, I did allude to the fact that it is my cousin Alex's birthday very shortly. And he had suggested a track for the show. He has indeed. So, Alex Morton, thank you so much to you. And you are now, in honour of your birthday, going to hear Cry Me a River from Justin Timberlake on this Submarine Day water-based music special.
My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, so you took a chance, made other plans. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what to do.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Tell me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. When will you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Some things are better left unsaid. But if
buzz like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
All of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
There's just no chance.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me a rhythm. Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
There's just no chance.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad about it? Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
You can go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Tell
me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Phoenix FM.
Never liked the end of that track. Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River. I think it's brilliant all the way through, and then a very, very bizarre end. Now, I still want to try and squeeze a few tracks into the show before I leave you tonight. There are people who are going to be disappointed because their track hasn't made it in. But thank you to everybody that suggested stuff for tonight's water-related special on Submarine Day, Tuesday the 11th of April. But don't forget, in case you missed the top of the show, so many other ridiculous holidays today. Be kind to Lawyers Day. Don't know why they need that, but apparently they do. Barbershop Quartet Day. That would have been good to feature one in tonight's show, but not live. National Cheese Fondue Day. National Library Workers Day. Don't know why that exists. National Pet Day. That seems a bit more worthy. Also, all throughout April, it's Decorating Month, and it's National Fresh Celery Month. Absolutely ludicrous. Who knows why that exists? Right, in order to try and squeeze some more of your suggestions in, here, courtesy of Steve Rawlings, is Billy Ocean. Good choice.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
I
Phoenix FM.
Billy Ocean. I finished him slightly early tonight, Billy, because I want to get the next track in as well, which is a bit of a throwback, a classic track. So Billy Ocean was suggested by Steve Rawlings. We're now going to Ron Wilmot, who wants to hear this one from Rose Royce. Of course it's appropriate. Of course it's water related. It's car wash. Now everyone does jet washing, don't they, and getting those hand washes done by people. I don't think the old classic car wash of having a giant roller rolling over the windscreen and roof of your car is going to last too much longer, but I was always excited by that when I was a kid. Anyway, I'll leave you to enjoy the rest of this intro and sing along to Rose. Rose Royce, fantastic track, Car Wash, absolutely brilliant. Well, we're coming to the end of the show now tonight. Don't forget Rob Harvey on with Synth City from 8 until 10. So keep it here on 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. So thanks to everybody that suggested tracks. Just before I leave you, the intense debate voting has closed. What is better when on holiday, swimming or sunbathing? Swimming is victorious with 61% of the vote, sunbathing with just 39%. Thanks to everybody that voted. Now then, apologies to people whose tracks I couldn't feature, such as Ben Newsom didn't get one of his in, Phil Lund didn't get his in, Stephen Frosdick, apologies to you. Gillian Roberts couldn't get yours in time. Who else? Mike Lee couldn't get yours in. Phil Whelans, Horace Hopman, Barry North. Quite a lot of people didn't get their tracks featured. David Jonathan did the same already. Debbie James. Quite a lot of people. Faye Evans. Nigel Boyle. Alan Wilkinson. Apologies to all of you. But anyway, I'm going to play out with a classic. So, yeah, a few people suggested this, namely Leighton Dewar and others as well. Or Carolina Simmons, Never Get Your Track In, David Popey and Pat Nearney. And Adam Dakin. Anyway, I'll be back next week, but to finish, the classic from Bobby Darin. See you soon.
Somewhere beyond. sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea.